confirmation that politics is just a joke. The political system's ruined. The whole federal system and the media, supposed check, the fifth estate, whatever you want to call them, fourth estate, they're ruined too. None of it matters. None of it matters, ladies and gentlemen. If what we're doing here in this country, instead of talking about the 51,000 babies that have been murdered so far and the 1,200 babies that have been murdered in the United States, if we're not going to talk about that, if we're not even going to talk about ways to trim down the $21 trillion budget, but we're going to talk about who the president was intimate with 10 years ago, and we're going to give this lady a platform to try and smear him because we just don't like him, then no wonder nobody cares. No wonder we have the politics are in the way they are, the state they're in. It's the Bear Brief and the Crusade Channel, king-size truth from radio-size speakers. We're breaking down the brief, and I want your input. You can give me a call at 844-527-8723. In criminal news, up to 8 officers injured in explosion at a barricaded home in Connecticut. Here's the issue. A barn behind a house in Connecticut exploded Wednesday night while police and a SWAT team were negotiating with a man who had taken his wife hostage, leaving up to 8 officers injured, according to officials. Here are your facts. The officers were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after the explosion around 8:30 p.m., North Haven Deputy Police Chief Jonathan Mulhern said. Mulhern would not comment when asked early Thursday if the suspect was in custody. Quote, this is still an active ongoing scene, he said. This is not a stable scene at this point. First Selectman Michael Freda said the wife escaped before the blast. Quote, this started late this afternoon with what was apparently a very violent domestic call, Freda told WTIC-TV. The police were, quote, trying to coax him out of the house and really tried to calm the situation down. Then things took a turn for the worse with an explosion, unquote. Police were heard continuing to try and coax the man out of the house even after the explosion. Freda said, it's quite surprising. This is a quiet residential neighborhood. It's been very emotional here. Residents near the home said the police department's Facebook page that they heard the explosion and felt their own homes shake. Additional police rushed to the scene as fires raged and the sound of smaller explosions were heard. North Haven resident John Mazurek, 76, a retired accountant, heard what she thought was a train at her home about a mile away from the scene, and it was the explosion. Quote, we have heard all the, oh my gosh, all the ambulances and fire engines. The noise from all the emergency vehicles was unbelievable, unquote. It's a shock, she continued. Nothing ever happens like this in North Haven. The blaze was still burning early Thursday, according to fire officials, adding that the power was out to the area and a local firehouse had been set up as a refuge for affected residents. State police said they were assisting with North Haven police with the investigation. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives also responded to the scene. For those of you that don't know, North Haven is located just outside of New Haven, which is home to Yale University. It's about 27 miles south of Hartford, which is Connecticut's capital. So we're going to keep our eye on it, see what comes about it, if we can find out what the man's motivation was or what happened here. You are listening to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, and we're breaking down the brief. I want your input, and you can give me a call at 844-527-8723. It's the bottom of the hour, and I want to talk to you guys about my Founders Trading Post Spotlight of the Week. It is the Veritas Radio Network, otherwise known as the VRN Bluetooth speaker. This VRN Bluetooth speaker is the easiest way to listen to your favorite shows, i.e. the Bear Brief, on the Crusade Channel. The small round speaker can be placed on your desk, at your office, in your bedroom, bathroom, in your kitchen, in your car if you don't have Bluetooth capability. Anywhere you go, this little speaker can go with you. This little speaker charges to full in 25 minutes and lasts up to 4 hours. You can even charge it if you use it in the car, like if I gave you that example. The VRN Bluetooth speaker is compatible with any device that has Bluetooth technology in it. So as I've been saying, for those of you who do not have a vehicle that is Bluetooth capable, this is a great option for you. Well, Richard, you're just making fun of us because we don't have one. Easy. I drive a 2002 Ford Excursion. Okay. There is no audio cord on there and there is no Bluetooth capability. One of these VRN speakers would be perfect. I could put it right next to me in my cup holder, and I can listen to the Veritas Radio Network and to